Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Standing in the Gap.
Speak the Word.
I've turned on the TV on and flipped it to a station, and I'm sure you've done the same thing. And I would think to myself, that sounds good. But then when you sit there, maybe not long, maybe a minute or less, you probably thought to yourself, well, that sounds good, but then you say, I don't think I really want to listen to that.
Right.
And if you're a born-again believer, you have the Holy Spirit living in you.
That's right.
And He will discern, you know, help you discern what is good and what's bad.
Right.
And so I always feel like it's like a green light, you know, when the Holy Spirit is doing something in my life. If I've got a, you know, like a good feeling about it, got a green light.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not feeling right in my spirit, then that's a red light. And so I don't want to go where there's red lights. I only go where there's green lights. So if you turn something on your radio or TV or your iPhone and you see something or hear something, and oh, that sounds good, about a minute, you realize, hey, I don't need to be listening to this. And that's why, you know, when you're listening to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit tells us that we can take this Word in. I go to bed listening to it, I get up listening to it, I listen to it during the day, I read it in the car. I'm always looking for new ways of listening to the Word. But when you do, then you have something there for the Holy Spirit to bring back to your remembrance. Because the Word says that the Holy Spirit, He will bring back to your remembrance the things that you cannot remember. He'll bring back the Word of God. And so there's things that we can say. We need to invite the Holy Spirit to help us because He's there to help us. We're now living in such a time that Paul was telling Timothy about in 2 Timothy chapter 4, a time that no matter where you look, there are teachers and preachers using the Word of God for their own personal gain. In Matthew 21, 10 through 14, the Lord showed me, actually gave me a revelation about money changers several years ago. Today we have the money changers. A lot of people don't think about this, but a lot of the churches are using their congregations, and really it's called the modern day money changers. For example, a lot of this oil that they're selling on TV and other things that they are pushing, they're claiming that it has something to do with the Lord, but that's not true. And all it's doing is lining their pockets. And there's nothing wrong with anointing oil, and there's nothing wrong with other things. It's not the product so much that they're selling. It is the promises that they're putting behind what they're selling. False promises behind selling trinkets. Financial breakthrough, promising you financial breakthrough, promising you healing in your body, promising you prosperity and success. The promises which they're putting behind these things has nothing to do with whether or not God heals you. Are you hearing me? And it has nothing to do with whether God's going to prosper you financially. Has nothing to do with it whatsoever. You cannot buy God. You cannot buy blessings. You cannot buy Him. He is not for sale. Saints, they're not teaching the full truth of God's Word. It's modern day. There's always been modern day money changers and false teachers and prophets, even in Jesus' day, and we all know what Jesus did. In Matthew 21, 10 through 11, a New Living Bible, it says that the entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered, talking about Jesus. And they said, "Who is this?" they asked. And verse 11 said, and the crowds replied, "It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." And in the Message Bible, it says in verse 12 and 14, it says, Jesus went straight to the temple and threw out everyone who had set up shop buying and selling. He kicked over the tables and the long sharks and the stalls of the dove merchants. He quoted this text. He said, "My house was designated a house of prayer, and you have made it a hangout," he said, "for thieves." Praise God. You know, we do that. It says in Matthew 21 that after this happened, that the lame and the blind walked into that temple, and Jesus turned around and healed them all free of charge.
Free of charge. All right.
Free of charge. Didn't charge me anything. Nothing that the Lord has for you cost. It's all free. Everything He gives you is free. Every blessing. You know, it's still true today, brothers and sisters. It's amazing how some things never change. They get a new look. We put a modern day look to it, and it sounds good. It looks good, and people are falling for it. They think if they buy this oil, if they buy this robe, or if they buy whatever they're selling, that it's going to build their relationship with God. But there's some things that you can buy, as I said for earlier, for example, a Bible, and there's nothing wrong with that. You've got to have your Bible, you know, sound doctrine. We need sound doctrine. It's eternal, unchanging truth about God and the gospel. And you might say, "Well, Pastor Joe, why are you talking to us about all these salesmen of religious ideas and about the modern-day money changers?" Friends, I'm trying to help you. Put your money someplace else. If nothing else, go buy a meal for somebody on the street. Amen. Or if you're in the grocery line and somebody's having trouble paying their bill, help them if you can. That's what you do. You help them. Put it to good use, because God does not work that way. I'm telling you, He does not work that way. Everything He offers, as I said before, is free. It sounds good. It looks good. However, they only want your money, and they're taking Scripture out of context to use it. Your pastor, my pastor, have been called and anointed like Timothy to preach the gospel in season and out of season. In Ecclesiastes 4:9, it tells us that two are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. Because if one person falls, the other one can reach out and help. I know I can testify to that even with my relationship with my husband, David. I thank God that we don't usually have bad days at the same time. It's usually different days. Thank God for that. Some days maybe my day didn't go so well. You know, it goes as well as I'd like for it to, and I'm feeling a little discouraged, and I need to be, you know, I need somebody to discourage me. And David, you know, he'll talk to me, and he's a great encourager. He'll encourage me, and he'll get me back on track, and he'll get me back on the right path again. And we all need that. We all need that. 17 or 18 years ago, I was ready to quit, and I was ready to throw in the towel. I do not believe I'd be doing what I'm doing today if they had not encouraged me to keep going. Because I was ready to throw in the towel, as she can testify, and quit. But it was my pride that was getting in my way. It's when I hadn't been working as a chaplain very long, and they had given me an office. And the day they gave me a nameplate for my desk, they took my office away from me and put me back in the conference room. And it was kind of difficult, you know, ministering to the inmates in the conference room. You know, you didn't have the privacy that you would have had, you know, in there. And I was crying, I was upset, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't understand that. I'm working for nothing. They're not paying me. The least I could do is give me an office, you know. And so I went back to the room, and I was just thinking, well, if that's the way they feel about it, I'll just quit. And sometimes, you know, like I said, our temper, our pride will get us in the way. The Bible says pride comes before the fall. And so Janice and Gloria came back, and they talked to me and made me understand that the inmates needed me and the staff needed me, because they hadn't had a chaplain in several years because he had retired. And so I decided to stay, and that was the best decision I ever made. I ended up working there until I met David. The last 3 years I was there, I worked as a chaplain. And it was really rewarding work, working at the prison and also still working at the jail. So it was very rewarding. But we have to be careful that we don't let our pride you know, get in the way of something that the Lord's given us, because we think sometimes more highly of ourselves than we should. But the Bible tells us not to think more highly of ourselves than we should, but we should always put the needs of others above ourselves. And so if you get nothing else, that's a good one to think about today.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is, there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.